Steve Bowman with you on this rainy Wednesday morning. If you want to check out the latest radar, go to award-winning news radio KMAN.com. Click the weather tab. Now I'll put you right to a radar screen. I'm here with USD 383 Assistant Superintendent Eric Reed and board member Leah Fleiter. We were talking about the budget that you guys are going to have a vote on tonight. And again, any questions, comments, give us a call, 785-537-1350. And also later in the program, we'll have MATC President Jim Jeanette on Thursday. We're going to have Manhattan Area Chamber of Commerce President Lyle Butler with Kathy Dawes. Looking at the budget, what's new about this year's budget compared to last year? I'm sure state funding has a lot.
Yeah, this is one of the first, this is the first budget in many years that I've been on the board that we haven't had to make cuts. And so that's been a nice change. You know, we have some additional state funding this year for the first time in many years, and it has been a very nice change. We're looking at, we hope in the next couple of years, you know, adding back some programs that, you know, maybe we had to cut, or looking at some new things. The big thing we were able to do this year to help jumpstart, you know, the school year and to really help really the school district overall is we were able to give some decent raises to our teachers. You know, we were able to give them a 3.88 package, 3.88%, and that extended to staff, you know, as well. So that was the biggest and the kind of the first thing that we were able to do with the extra money. But this is the first budget in a while, as I said, that doesn't involve cutting either programs or, you know, maintenance or things like that. So
it's also the first budget in recent years that goes back to a basis on student count instead of what our student count was three
right,
years ago.
Right.
Now we're still a little bit behind. I totally expect our numbers to be up this year.
Yeah.
And it's the first budget we have under the new finance formula that's currently under review from the Supreme Court. And I know there's some things going on, but it's our first year with it, so it's a little bit different, some different figuring on our end, but the state does a lot of those things. So basically, we just got a few decisions to make to figure out where we're going to end up.
You talked about this year being a year you didn't have to make a whole lot of cuts. So does that kind of mean this budget year is kind of more or less where last year's budget was in a lot of ways as far as overall costs and protocol and those sort of things?
Well, no, and I'll let Eric chip in on this too. We are looking at some increases in some of our facilities. We were talking, and this has been a topic of discussion at the board. The administration has come back with a couple of recommendations for us, either keeping our capital outlay mill levy at 8 mills, or which would allow us to do a number of sort of priority one and some priority two projects around the districts with our buildings and with some of the facilities or playgrounds or, you know, driveways and things like that. Or should we lower our capital outlay mill levy that's currently at 8 mills, lower that to 7.5 mills, which would kind of keep the overall property tax burden not too much more than last year. You know, we're looking at last year we were at 53.372 mills, and we're looking at either a 55.77 or a 56.27. So we have gone up a little bit because we are going to talk about how much we're going to go up, depending on how much advantage we want to take of that extra funding. You know, we've had some discussions at the board table. Do we try to lower the property tax burden, or do we recognize that, you know, this is the first time in a long time that we've got some access to some additional funds, and do we need to just kind of take advantage of all the authority that we have to provide the programs and services that our students need?
And just a quick lesson for some of our listeners, when we're talking about the mill levy, right now we're talking about the school district mill levy, but
that's correct,
added with the county mill
right.
levy
and the city, the city, I think the city adopted theirs last night, so yeah. It's exciting time of year for budget nerds.
Yeah, it is.
And media.
Yeah, well.
Exciting, depending on how you look at that.
Right, definitely busy.
That's right.
Definitely
that's
busy.
For sure. And I know the county mill levy was flat, maybe just a little bit lower for this next year. I don't remember where the city was that they
Yeah, I haven't caught up with that yet this morning.
If they were flat, I think they were trying to stay flat, or if it was going to be an increase, it wasn't going to be too much. So when that's happening, is it a little easier for you guys to go to maybe have a couple mills higher if the others are lesser?
I don't know if anything makes it easier.
Right.
It seems like whether you raise them or lower them, you always get the blame.
Yeah.
And each entity would say that as well. You know, I think the city feels like they get the complaints. We feel like we get the complaints. But overall, our board does a great job trying to look at that and balance those things off, the needs of the schools and the buildings and the students with our community and the people that support it. Because we need our community behind our schools, and we need to have a plan if we're going to move forward and do these things that we know what we're going to do with them. And that's what they've asked us for.
Yeah.
And I will say the last discussion the board had about where to put the mill levy at our last board meeting was one of the best discussions I've ever heard. And it wasn't because there was consensus all the way across.
Because there wasn't.
there was the spectrum of thoughts and feelings and ideas and throwing out what they're worried about, what they're concerned about. They don't want to fall behind in this area, but they know the pressure that puts on families. But knowing that our board weighs those things out so heavily, and they listen to each other well. You know, they sit next to each other and they're respectful and they make their points, and I feel like they're going to make a good decision with it because they take this really seriously.
So civil discourse does exist.
It does.
It does. It really was. I'm a former government teacher. It's a beautiful thing because I don't see that modeled for me a lot
right.
at the time, but I do see it in my school board, and I appreciate that.
Eric, you had some recognitions you wanted to go through.
Oh, yeah.
We'll be sure we don't forget those.
We've got a couple recognitions that are good. It's always good to start out the year with that. But Coach Robert Gonzalez was named the Kansas Coaches Association Wrestling Coach of the Year. So we're pretty happy for Coach Gonzo. He had a solid year last year in wrestling with the state championship for the team. And also Don Hess was recognized the American Baseball Coaches Association Region 5 Coach of the Year. So We had a great year last year in athletics, and it's good to see those two coaches get recognized for all their hard work.
And if you've watched any of their games, talked with them for even just a little bit, and you hear those sort of recognitions, you're not surprised.
Yeah, and it's neat for them because not only are they good athletic mentors, they do a great job, you know, setting a good example for the students about, you know, how you conduct yourself, how you represent your school and your school district. So, you know, their impact reaches far beyond just the sports that they are in charge of.
Yeah, really proud of them.
Yeah.
Brady Bowman here with USC 3A3, Assistant Superintendent Eric Reed and Board Member Leah Fleiter. In a little bit, we'll have MATC President Jim Jeanette on the program. And Leah, I wanted to go back on the budget real quick.
Yeah.
When you're talking about some of those increases mm-hmm. for teachers and staff, when's the last time they've seen an increase like that?
Well, gosh, an increase like that, it would be 4 years.
Well,
you know, we've
been
able
to
give some
up.
Small increases, you know, 1 or 2% each year over the past few years.
But
boy.
it was usually combined with cutting other areas
right.
to make that money possible.
Right. And so this way, not only have we been able to make some more things possible, we've been able to also give a raise that actually kind of goes above the cost of living.
You talked about some of those cuts that you've had to make over the past three mm-hmm. or 4 years, usually mm-hmm. around this time of year. Refresh us, what have been some of those cuts and how hard were some of those cuts?
Well, you know, the vast majority of a school district's budget deals with teacher salaries and personnel. So You try not to cut things that are going to directly touch the kids. But when you've gone through 5, 6, 8 years of budget cuts, you get to the point where if somebody retires, you don't replace them. Or, you know, if they move away, you don't replace them. And so, you know, you end up having 29 kids in a high school chemistry class, which was my son, you know. So,
wow.
So you know, you have larger class sizes and issues like that you really start to see. And so being able to hire new teachers and additional teachers and fairly compensate the ones we have is a big help.
And we do have a caller. Caller,
great.
Go right ahead. You are on In Focus.
Yeah, question for you on the budget. A couple things that are not often mentioned when you talk about mill levy is that the valuation of property also affects the income.
That's correct, yeah.
Does it not? And with all of the recent building over the last number of years, And with the increases in valuations that we're hearing about, does the district not see an income increase without raising the mill levy? And does that is, I think that's often not discussed, is that like the mill levy, if we keep it flat or if it goes down, that means we're not going to get any more money. But that is not accurate, is it?
No,
that you're right, it's not. And we do discuss it at the board meeting, but you know, that may not come out in some of the reports that you see. But we had a 3 or 4% overall valuation increase, mm-hmm. something like that. And so, yeah, we did discuss that it does help us. You know, it does help us. We get more revenue that way. But then the discussion is, okay, we are also going to talk about raising the mill levy because we have the increased valuation, which is more income. And we have a chance here for the first time in several years to say we are going to do what's right for kids. And that's a discussion that we have to have. You know, taxes are the price we pay for the services that we value.
Sure, but also I do want to put in there a conversation that money that comes from the citizens that have kids, that also reduces the income level that those families have. So that also affects the kids in the family basis. So just a little, some further information that I think is needs to be on the table. That certainly taxes in our area are not low. We're one of the highest in the state, and obviously the school is huge. We want to do what's right, but I think we want to counterbalance that with what's right for the citizens as well.
Well, and that's a good comment. And we talked about it quite a bit over the last couple of weeks, and particularly at the last school board meeting. There was a lot of concern about how taxes impact our families.
And another factor in that is the school board basically has two options on raising the mill levy, and that's capital outlay and our local option budget. And when valuation goes up across the district at a higher rate than other districts, we also lose state aid.
That's right.
As
yeah.
well from
it's,
that LOB.
It's
and
like,
that,
wow,
that
thanks.
Can make a difference too. So in one way, the valuation helps us. In another way, it can take away some state aid from us. But yeah, our board's been very good. And that was part of our conversation the other day is what this does to our families, what it does to our teachers, what it does to our community and our businesses.
But again, to counterbalance that, overall your state aid is going to be up somewhat significantly this year, is it not?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Yeah, just want that counterbalance in the discussion.
Thanks.
We did have another caller. If you're still on, caller, go right ahead.
Good morning.
Morning.
I'm a substitute in the district, and I noticed you're always looking for substitutes. And just this morning, I took 8 new sub jobs with the district. I was wondering, when was the last time substitutes got a raise in pay?
We're actually considering that this year. We're going to try to get on a time clock system and kind of change the system how we do it, and that's actually in our plans for this year. So I can't tell you the last time it happened. It's been a while, and it's been
many, many, many years ago.
I fully agree with that. I believe it's been too long, so that we are working on that this year.
So would it be effective this year then?
It would be effective when we can get it put together and approved.
Okay, dokie. I'll be waiting. That's one way you'll get new subs.
Agree. I fully agree.
Districts around Manhattan are paying much higher than Manhattan.
Yep, thanks for the comments. Thank you.
Thank you, caller. And again, if anybody has any questions, comments, concerns, 75-537-1350. And, you know, just falling back on a previous caller said, talked about Riley County's tax rates as far as being like the high. Did he say the highest or one of the higher?
I think he said one of the highest, and that is something that we hear. But we actually have some good information in our board packet tonight about our overall mill levy compared to other districts.
Yeah. And that's just compared with other districts. Though,
yeah.
When you factor in the counties and the cities in there, too.
I'm looking at it's taxrates.org, so I take that for what you will, but it's broke down 2017 property taxes by county,
uh-huh.
and it shows Riley at just over about $1,900, just a couple dollars over $1,900 a year in property taxes. But you look up to other counties like Johnson County, and I just saw that somewhere, but it was over $2,600. There it is, over $2,600. So there's a few other counties that are higher.
Oh, yeah.
Riley County is
yeah.
in that upper, kind of in that upper tier as far as property taxes in the state for sure. Well, you guys have anything else that you want to go through before we talk to Jim Jeanette this morning?
Well, just a couple things. I'm going to go ahead and throw it out there. First day of school today. Buses are going to be running around lunchtime to return students home before lunch. But please slow down. Slow down and watch out for our buses and our students, our walkers, especially when it's raining. It's a little harder to see. Please do that as we come around on that.
Yeah, and, Monday is the solar eclipse.
It
is. Very exciting. We will be in school. We will be holding school that day. I know our teachers and principals have a lot of great educational activities planned for that day. So we will be in school. Please send your kids to school. It will be a great day of learning.
And did you also want to mention, Eric, speaking of MATC, that's coming up here.
Yeah,
a good segue.
MATC is holding an event tonight, and it's sponsored by the Chamber of Commerce. And we've been working on a workforce committee, and our goal today is to open up MATC to our teaching staff and some of the business partners in the community to allow our teachers to see what programs and what opportunities we have at MATC. MATC is a hidden gem. I mean, it truly is, and I know Jim's coming in next, and don't tell him I told you that, but they've done a great job, and they have some wonderful programs that I think people are very unaware of, and our teaching staff is unaware of it. So we're trying to have an open house and invite teachers in, so they're doing surprises for the teachers, some food for everybody that comes, but we're really trying to work that partnership with the community to be able to produce students that can go into the jobs that our community needs and try to keep them here at home.
Thank you very much, Eric. Good note to end on. That's a note we'll start on after the break. USD 383 Assistant Superintendent Eric Reed, Board Member Leah Fleiter, thanks a lot for coming in.
Cayman weather is powered by Colbert Hills Golf Course.